Tree Technologies. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning. Or afternoon, I guess. Is Scott in right now? I need to touch base with him. This is Pete from Cardiff.
Okay. And what is this call regarding, please?
It's actually some of your funding. We're working on a deal together to get some capital for you guys.
Okay. One moment, and I'll see if he's in.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Scott. This is Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Pete. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, so the underwriters are going over your file and notice that the tax return is only from the 1st January to April. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Why it's not a full year?
Oh, well, I probably sent you the wrong file.
I gotcha. So, hey, could you resend me a complete year for 2014?
Yeah, and the other reason is we switched from an S-Corp to an LLC in 2014, but I'll send you the complete year, the tax year.
Mm-hmm. No, so, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. How's it looking so far?
Good, good. I mean, took a look at the bank statements, and they're pretty solid. As that's basically the biggest factor when dealing with the working capital loan is revenue. And did you do 1.7 so far in 2016, or is that what you're tracking for?
Yeah, we're having a better year this year.
Wow.
Let me tell you what we have. Actually, I could send this to you. It's a spreadsheet of our revenues in hand and projected. Long story short is we're a defense contracting company, and sequestration really hurt everybody. Defense budget cuts, make a long story short, but now they're rebounding, so we're looking pretty good. But we're looking at a new contract that starts September 7th for $3.5 million a year at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're asking for the capital, obviously, is to front the payroll, right, till the flywheel catches up and then paying it off. But, we're looking at $5 to $6 million a year in revenue starting in January of next year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say you're on pace for this year? About
I'd say $3.5 million, double what we've done so far, because we've only got financials done up to July. So you're looking between $3 to $3.5 million in total revenues.
That's really good, man. Things are really picking up for you then.
Yeah, and in this business, typically what happens is a company our size, we should be making 10 to 12. So we're about halfway where we're at.
Really?
January. Yeah, and these are long-term contracts. So we've been using, I went out on a limb and tried on-deck capital for a $20,000
line of credit.
Mm-hmm. Just to see how they, treated us. And, I'm not throwing rocks, but I'm not pleased with the service that I've been getting from them.
What happened? Can you elaborate on that a little?
They're very, their follow-up is very poor once they made the sale. That's all we heard from them. And of course they take the revenue out every payday.
Every day, yeah.
And now they're sending me, they found out I'm dealing with somebody. I don't think they know who it is. And now they want to loan me, quote unquote, or loan our business the money to make this payroll capital. And I'm not responding to them. And they're just, to the point of almost being belligerent with it.
You seem like a very solid company, and you'd be a good client for them. I could see why they're, trying to pursue you. And, they gave you that line of credit thinking probably you were going to turn around and, extend it or take out even more capital and,
Yeah, that was the verbal conversation we had, unless the product and or services were not, up to snuff. And I just don't think they're the kind of company. I mean, Bank of Cardiff is huge, right? You deal with clients much bigger than us. But I think OnDeck deals with a lot of small cap type of companies.
Exactly.
And they've got a lot more risk in that. And their rates are higher. Their terms are tighter. And we're not that kind of company. As you just said, we're a solid company. And by the way, with a government contract, you know they're going to pay. You know.
Yeah. There's no. What kind of payment schedule are you on? Like
net 30.
Net 30. Okay. I was going to say net 90 or net 60 for some of the larger ones. But how long do these contracts or projects usually take?
They're a base 1 year. You know, they give you 1 year as a base with option years, usually 3 to 4 option years, which means if you perform well, and we've got an outstanding performance record, so that's not an issue. We actually are one of the few small companies in the Department of Defense has 100% performance rating.
Wow.
And if you get, you know, anywhere from like 70 or above, they renew it, so we're not worried about it at all. As a matter of fact, these are sole source. They weren't even competed because we're a small minority-owned company. Believe it or not, I'm an average-looking white guy, but I carry an Indian card. My great-grandmother was full-blooded Indian, so we belong to the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma, which qualifies me as a minority business. So
I see.
I can get contracts without competing for them, and they're starting to roll in now. But
that's awesome, man. It's like taking a great advantage of it.
Well, why not? I mean, we suffered enough. You know, my family.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Literally had millions of acres of land that they no longer own with, you know, the mineral rights and all, so every little bit helps. But, you know, the long pole in the tent on that and the long answer to your short question is the most challenging thing for a business our size when you win a contract like that is, you know, the first 90 days, just as you said, you know. And then once you do that and you're making 120, 130 grand a year or a month profit, then it becomes easy to pay the loan back and, you know, store some away, but it's just part of the normal. Yeah, it's just part of the normal business cycle. And where are you located, Pete? If I'm asked.
I'm in the San Diego branch.
Oh, actually. Really? I used to live in San Diego.
Oh, whereabouts?
Well, La Jolla area. I was stationed at. I was in the military. I'm a retired military officer, and I was stationed out there working with the Border Patrol in San Ysidro.
On a
task force, and my son was actually born at Balboa Naval Hospital there.
Oh, no way. Yeah, we're right here in you know, where La Jolla Village Drive is, if you're familiar.
Sure.
Yeah, we're right there.
Well, I'll be out there soon. I may drop by and see you. I have a business partner who owns an air ambulance service, flies out of the municipal airport over there by you. Alan
Chapman. Right in Miramar?
No, he's what's the little it's right there. North San Diego. What's the name of the
Camp Pendleton?
No, it's not. It's a civilian airport. He flies Lear jets out of there for his air ambulance service. It's right there on the northeast side of San Diego. Can't think of it. It's real close to La Jolla, actually, Pacific Beach, but it's inland more towards the
Claremontish, north of Claremont.
Claremont. That's where it's at.
Yeah,
and out of there. So, anyways, I'm going to go out and see him. I will drop by and see you and say hello while I'm
in
town.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Stop by the office.
If you don't mind.
No, of course. You can meet some of the higher-up executives here. You know.
Yeah, well, we're looking for a long-term relationship with somebody because we don't know how often this type of thing will occur, but we do know that a company, and I hate to say this again, like OnDeck, they just don't seem to want to build a relationship other than one way. I mean, they've never done, I've been with them over a year, and they've never done what you just did now to call and ask a question and follow up. They may send an email or an automated email, but I mean, we're customers.
Well, our whole thing at Cardiff is like we're a relationship-based bank. You know, we wouldn't be around for 15, going on 16 years now, not getting any renewal loans, you know. If it was only first-time customers, and you know, we wouldn't be here anymore.
Right.
Kind of pride ourselves on that.
I appreciate you following up, and I will get a hold of our accountant today and try to get that to you by close of business today, okay?
Yeah, of course. It was good talking to you, Scott. I'll stop by maybe later on, give you an update, everything.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
We appreciate all you do, sir.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.